This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today at 11 a.m. It will be the 129th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR News website, and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO, and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair the 5th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi today. He had also chaired the meeting yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that during the conference, he had insightful discussions on various issues relating to governance and reforms. The three-day conference, which began on Friday, is aimed at strengthening center-state partnership through structured and sustained dialogue on national development priorities. President Draupadi Murmu will visit INS Kadambda Naval Base in Karwar in North Karnataka today. After visiting the base, the president will take a sortie aboard a submarine from the Karwar harbour. She will be the second president to undertake a submarine voyage, following former President APJ Abdul Kalam, who was aboard a naval submarine in 2006 at Vishakhapatnam. Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan hit out at the Congress, alleging that the party had included the name of Mahatma Gandhi in National Rural Employment Guarantee Act 2005 only for electoral gains. Talking to reporters in Bhopal, Mr. Chauhan said that during the Congress government, the Congress party had repeatedly reduced the MNREGA budget. The minister said that under the Viksit Bharat G. Ramji scheme, it has been decided that decisions will no longer be made in Delhi but at the village level.
For a developed India, the focus is on developed villages where all development work will be carried out by the Gram Panchayat, not imposed from above. Earlier, work was centrally dictated. But now, the Gram Panchayat and Gram Sabha will decide. For this, a proposed budget of over 1,51,000 crore rupees has been allocated to ensure that labourers get sufficient work and villages develop into poverty-free, employment-rich and progressive villages. And if wages are not received, there is a solid provision for unemployment allowance and work has been done to make it even better.
The Jammu and Kashmir Academy of Art, Culture and Languages is set to host a vibrant classical and folk dance evening titled Desh Ke Rang Nritya Ke Sang today at 4:30 p.m. at Abhinav Theatre, Jammu. The event will showcase the rich and diverse dance traditions of the country celebrating India's cultural heritage through captivating performances. In Taiwan, a 7.0 magnitude earthquake struck nearly 32 kilometers off northeastern coastal city of Yilan on last night. The island's weather administration said, with no immediate reports of major damage. The quake, with a depth of 73 kilometers, was felt across the country and shook the buildings in the capital, Taipei. The Indian Army has intensified the winter counter-terrorism operations in Kishtwar and Doda districts of Jammu and Kashmir to eliminate Pakistani terrorists. According to defense sources, based on inputs from multiple intelligence agencies, around 30 to 35 Pakistani terrorists are currently hiding in the Jammu region. Traditionally, the onset of Chilai Kalan, the harshest phase of Kashmir's winter spanning from 21st December to 31st January, ushers in a temporary lull in our terrorist activities as communication roads close and heavy snowfall isolates the mountain region. In women's cricket, India will face Sri Lanka in the fourth of the 5-match T20 international series in Thiruvananthapuram today. The hosts currently lead the series 3-0, having defeated Sri Lanka by 8 wickets in Friday's third match. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast dense to very dense fog conditions over Punjab, Haryana and Chandigarh till 30th of this month. Similar conditions will also prevail in Uttar Pradesh. The IMD said that the cold wave conditions are also expected over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, North Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh till Tuesday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.